Check this out.
Morning, everyone.
What day is it?
Don't make me say it.
Don't make me say it.
Oh, no, don't make me say it.
And there came a great voice.
Thank God it's Friday!
There you go.
Friday.
You know what I love? Chit-chat.
Chit-chat.
Yeah, chit-chat.
Let's chit-chat.
This show is all chit and no chat.
Chitty-chitty-chat.
Enough chit-chat.
We can't stand around and chit-chat all day long.
It's showtime.
Okay, here we go. End of the work week. Friday, free-for-all. The all-skate, as we like to call it. Boy, we got a jam-packed show for you today as well. The turkey lady will join us right after the news at 4, talking, of course, about our annual visit with the experts when it comes to Turkey Day and how to make sure that everything goes swimmingly for you. The Butterball Turkey Lady, Mary Alice Coffey, will be joining me in the next hour of the show. That's always a treat. And then coming up, for your listening pleasure, in the 5 o'clock hour, the 5 o'clock Follies today will feature our annual playing of Turkeys Away, the famous WKRP turkey drop. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly, said Mr. Carlson. It's an all-time classic. Great to have you along. Here we go, getting underway with hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always here on Friday, whatever you want to talk about is fair game. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that I bring up as an issue on the program. So you got something, you have a stone in your shoe about something, here's how you get it out. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. Interesting text message in here. Bobby, what is going on around I-85 in Gaffney? Traffic is backed up for miles. Every way out of the city is backed up. No way out. Give us some news. Help. All right, we'll check into that, see what we can find out. But, I mean, it is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and there's a ton of traffic out there. I think it took me 15 minutes to go 1 mile on 385 southbound down to Woodruff Road. I knew better than to try and come in that way, but I did it anyway. Moneypenny also just made it in here by the skin of her teeth. Same. You came from Easley, though, right? You didn't come 385 southbound, right?
No. From what I understand, is there was the big flashing sign incident at 54.
Uh-oh.
So that's what caused my backup.
Yeah.
That may be causing what the other backup is, too, is Peller Road.
Who knows? Who knows? It is, yeah. It's Area 54. And we know what that's like. All right. Yesterday on the program, we shared with you the sad news that Roy Clark had passed away. He and Buck Owens hosted Hee Haw for something like 25 years. Hee Haw really kind of was a reinvention of Laugh-In, the old Rowan and Martin show from the late 60s, sort of a country version of that. But it was on forever. And finally, CBS, in their infinite wisdom, the Suits in New York decided to cancel Hee Haw because the network thought they were becoming too rural. You may recall, if you're of a certain vintage, they had other successful so-called hillbilly shows. There were big hits. The Beverly Hillbillies, Uncle Jed, Jethro, the whole crew, Green Acres, and, of course, Hee Haw. With Buck Owens and Roy Clark. And Roy talked along with the show's producer, Sam Luvullo, about the success of Hee Haw.
The producers of the Jonathan Winters Show came to me and asked me if I would be interested in this idea to do a musical comedy show not unlike Laugh-In.
Yep. To me, he's like the triple threat guy, and Roy could play comedy and sing. He was the first person that we went after.
He said, well, they're calling it Hee Haw. I said, they're calling what Hee Haw?
They're calling what Hee Haw?
Starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
CBS or the world wasn't ready. The next thing you know, the ratings went through the roof.
Yep.
It made a lasting impression. families have grown up, grandparents, parents, and kids, going on four generations, people who have kept Hee-Haw alive.
Yeah, it was a huge hit. And as for his musicianship, now yesterday we played one of Roy's biggest hits, Yesterday When I Was Wrong, but since we had a little time now, we went back and put together a little montage or medley, if you will, that shows some of the musical skill of Roy Clark. It begins with a little bit of Yesterday When I Was Young, and then you hear Roy playing guitar on Ghost Riders in the Sky. And then at the end, you hear him playing banjo on Foggy Mountain Breakdown, the great Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs song. So here is just a brief example of the brilliant musicianship of Roy Clark.
Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see.
Take that, Eric Clapton. Take that, Bon Jovi. Take that, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. What great stuff. Everybody still remembers the great Roy Clark.
Jerry, yes. You want to come with me tonight to a lecture at the auditorium? It's on sex appeal.
No thanks. I'm already gay.
Yeehaw.
I'm a picking and he's a grinning. That was Roy Clark and Buck Owens, and Jerry Reed was a guest star on that occasion in Hee-Haw. Thanks for the help on here. Bobby, a tanker truck tipped over this morning. There's a wreck at mile marker 86. 18-wheeler turned over by I-85 there in Gaffney. Bobby, on the I-85 tie-up in Gaffney, from what I heard, 85 north and south closed due to hazardous materials on the roadway from that earlier tractor-trailer accident. Oh, boy. It's a nightmare. Just some patience is required. To the phones we go here on the Friday Free-for-All. First up today is James, who is in Taylor's. Hi, James, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bob. Happy weekend.
Thank you. You too, sir.
Hey, I want to use, you mentioned Roy Clark, and I've been playing intense guitar for 37 years now.
That's a while.
And it took about 27 before I could stand it myself. So, and I'm not kidding. It took 10 years just to learn how to tune it.
I gotcha.
But nevertheless, I just wanted everyone to know that Roy Clark was absolutely the finest banjo player on the planet.
Man, I'm telling you, you hear him play there on Foggy Mountain Breakdown, his fingers are flying.
Live-stream banjo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One of the finest banjo players on the planet. And I just had to say that.
Yep. He was some musician. And fortunately, we still have the music to remember him with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate
that. One day
that.
We'll remember Eddie.
You bet.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you, man. Bobby grew up watching Hee-Haw on Saturday night along with Lawrence Welk and Carol Burnett. Good old days. Some of those cartoon pigs reminded me of Thelonious Von Pantsuit. Yeah, from Hee-Haw? Right. Started in South Carolina listening to Tara this morning, finishing my trip in an hour with Bobby Mack. You guys make long trips bearable. That is nice. That is a nice compliment. Appreciate that. Bob, look up Roy Clark playing classical Spanish guitar. Totally amazing, I bet. Bobby, did you hear Jim Acosta, Jim the Acosta, as we call him, got his press pass back? Did you expect anything less? Hopefully, President Trump and Press Secretary Sanders will just ignore him at future news conferences. That would certainly be a reasonable way of dealing with it. Jim Acosta will just never get called on again. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The details on this, and this is not, this judge's ruling today is not definitive and not necessarily permanent. Because, I'll explain when we come right back. Yeah. You better believe it. Well, there's enough going on to make me want to snap. 21 after 3 here in the Bobby Mack Show. A little Chicago in the background. Yeah, apparently the business around Gaffney, 85... A caller says an accident at 83, and apparently there was an 18-wheeler that turned over and had hazardous materials. And so traffic is being diverted through Cowpens, making traffic through Cowpens look like Fifth Avenue in New York right now. It's a mess out there. So some patience obviously will be required. Federal judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter, and I use that description, reporter, loosely, Jim the Acosta's press pass, ruling today that President Trump and his aides didn't give Mr. Acosta enough of a chance to explain himself or contest the revocation. Excuse me, where is it written down that they have to give him an opportunity to explain himself or contest the revocation? The ruling, a win for CNN and its combative approach to the Trump White House. Judge Timothy J. Kelly, who was appointed by Donald Trump, by the way, which begs the question, what's the advantage in appointing a judge if he won't rule the way you want? Timothy J. Kelly, ruling from the bench, said the facts of last week's encounter that led to the press credential being withdrawn were in doubt. What? It's on video, Judge. Take a look for yourself. Facts were in doubt. Said that's all the more reason why the White House should have given Mr. Acosta a chance to explain himself. Oh, you mean a chance to lie, as he did on CNN, and deny that he had ever touched that female intern who was trying to take the microphone away from him? The opportunity to be heard seems especially important in this case. The government must provide Mr. Acosta due process if it is to revoke his hard pass. Says who, Judge? Where does it say in the Bill of Rights or in the Constitution that Jim Acosta has a constitutional right to due process if he gets up and acts like a jackass and hijacks presidential news conferences? Acosta doesn't ask questions. He gets up and shouts accusations at the president. Mr. Acosta's credentials were stripped after a press conference in which he verbally sparred with the president, then got into an altercation with a White House intern who came to end his questioning. When the intern came to take the microphone from him, Mr. Acosta refused to give it back, using his hand to chop at the woman's elbow to prevent her from controlling the microphone. Now, I ask you, Judge Kelly, what part of those facts are in doubt? CNN sued on Tuesday. They asked for a temporary restraining order, saying Acosta's credentials being removed, CNN claimed, was a violation of First Amendment press rights. No, it's not. CNN still has a dozen more reporters there. Send one of them in. CNN claiming it was a violation of Fifth Amendment due process rights and the Administration Procedure Act, which prohibits arbitrary decision-making. There was nothing arbitrary about this. If there was, the president also would have pulled the hard passes for all the other reporters that do the same thing Acosta does. Acosta was the only one. The White House called the lawsuit grandstanding, said CNN has nearly 50 others who can cover the White House, and Mr. Costa's access is not critical to the cause of press freedom. The judge disagreed, saying the fact CNN has other reporters doesn't lessen the harm inflicted on Jim the Acosta. What harm? This guy hasn't been harmed. He has now set himself up as the liberal journalistic martyr for the resistance. The White House may have an interest in controlling its press facility, the judge noted, but he said a violation of constitutional rights is contrary to the public interest. Bovine scatology. So the restraining order will remain in effect. And now, of course, the White House will appeal, and we'll see what happens after that. This story also has quotes from Acosta in there, and frankly, I don't feel like sharing them. To the phones we go. Ron is next up. He is an Inman here on the Friday Free-for-All. Hi, Ron, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby. Bovine scatology. Is that what you just said?
That is a precise quote, sir.
That is awesome.
Also known as Bravo Sierra.
Ah, I got you. Right. Well, I hate to change the subject back to Roy Clark. And my comments aren't meant to disparage his ability as a great musician. He definitely is one of the best.
Yeah.
But one of your previous callers said that he was the best guitar player in the world. And I feel like I have to answer that by saying that the best banjo player in the world was Bobby Thompson. Are you familiar with him?
No, I don't remember Bobby Thompson.
Bobby Thompson is the guy in the background with a beard and mustache, quiet fella, played with Roy Clark many times.
Mm-hmm.
And was from Spartanburg, South Carolina, born and raised in Converse.
Wow.
And Roy Clark actually said that he was the best banjo player he had ever heard.
Well, that's pretty high praise.
Yeah, and I just think it's amazing that somebody from Spartanburg that almost none of us know about.
Yeah.
But again, many, many regrets to Roy Clark passing. Bobby died back in 97, I think, sometime before.
Well, I'm glad that you called, Ron, to mention Bobby, because there are so many great musicians that played in bands as I hate to say backup musicians, but... guys that had tremendous talent, whose name, sadly, nobody knew then or remembers now. So I'm happy that you brought him to our attention.
Bobby Thompson, look for him online on Hee Haw reruns. You'll see him. I think you'll agree with me. He's an awesome banjo player.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for the call.
Sure thing.
Good to have you here, sir. Bob, does the president have to call on Acosta? Can he just ignore him? Absolutely he can. And I'm guessing will. Bob gagged Jim the Acosta and tied him to his chair. This was legal to do to Bobby Seale in his Chicago 7 trial to prevent his disruptive behavior and ensure that he got due process. Bobby, wouldn't due process apply if Acosta was placed under arrest? What does getting a press pass revoked have anything to do with due process? A fair question. Bob, it's amazing they found the due process portion in the Fifth Amendment now when they couldn't find it during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Bob, why not just turn the microphones off when reporters start acting up? Bobby, if I get pulled over for speeding... can I get my license back by not getting a fair chance to explain myself during the traffic stop? Bobby, how did this guy get appointed? That's a good question. Afternoon, sir. Just wanted to let you know, in case you want to buy one, my latest T-shirt says, you all know I'm just going to snap one day, right? Bob, there's a young man with the Jake Bartley band, Andrew Crawford, who is an amazing player, amazing picker, like Roy Clark. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side here on the Friday free-for-all, we go back to the phones and global warming, au contraire. Be right back. Oh, now I understand perfectly. Timothy J. Kelly, the judge in the Jim the Acoster case, who said, he must be given his due process rights, appointed to the U.S. District Court for D.C., former National Security and Senior Crime Counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee, appointed by President Trump September the 8th of 2017. So I look up his bio. Kelly received his B.A. degree cum laude from Duke University. Tells me all I need to know. He's a Dukie. Can't depend on him to do the right thing. Georgetown University Law School. Well, nice job, Judge Kelly. Way to encourage more of this kind of behavior from the media. Good work, Judge Kelly. Inside the courtroom, Fox News, the Associated Press, we know about them, and many other news organizations sided with CNN, saying the White House cannot be allowed to use the threat of access to pressure reporters. Well, how about using the threat of access to make reporters stop acting like small children during press conferences? One America News, a conservative network, filed a brief arguing that it was Mr. Acosta who was hurting the press with rude questions. Judge Kelly did not rule on the big First Amendment questions CNN raised, instead limiting his decision to whether the White House had acted arbitrarily in denying Mr. Acosta a thing of value, in this case, the opportunity to rebut potentially violating the Fifth Amendment's right to due process. Horse hockey. I have no choice but to apply that precedent here. Look, this is a judge who didn't want to be seen as silencing the media. Simple as that. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said there must be decorum at the White House. In response to the court, we will temporarily reinstate the reporter's hard pass. We will also further develop rules and processes to ensure fair and orderly press conferences in the future. The president echoed the need for decorum hours after the ruling, telling reporters they can't stand up and ask three or four questions while being asked to sit down. We have that from President Trump? Yeah, here we go. Here's the president today.
Decorum. You can't take three questions and four questions and just stand up and not sit down. Decorum. You have to practice decorum.
Yeah, and not try and hijack the news conference, which is, look, we all know what Acosta is up to here. He's trying to make himself into some media hero, some journalistic martyr, when all he is nothing but a PR buffoon for the so-called resistance. He's a disgusting human being. Wait a minute. What was it President Trump said about him? Do we still have that? Yeah.
You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working.
Yeah, but I would agree. He is a rude, terrible person. But CNN loves this stuff. There, you know, somebody mentioned the other day, Larry King, who was on CNN for what, 20, 25 years? You know, laughed when asked about Acosta and said, CNN's not in the news business. They haven't been in the news business for years. They're in the anti-Trump business. And he's absolutely right. That's all they're in. Joseph is next up. He's on his cell phone. Hi, Joseph, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
I got a quick comment about Roy Clark and then Jim Acosta. Roy Clark was just God-given talent. What are the semantics of who's the greatest of all time? That's a personal opinion.
Sure.
The guy could play guitar, he could play banjo and the fiddle.
Yeah.
I mean, his talent was unlimited. The guy could blow Fur Elise on a corn whiskey jar. I mean, he was so talented.
And that's doing something where you can when you can transpose some Beethoven that way.
I I guarantee he could. But he was just a class. The guy was nothing but pure class.
And was such a nice guy. I mentioned yesterday I was on a flight to Nashville, and Roy Clark happened to be my seatmate. This is back in the 70s. And, of course, I immediately recognized him. And he was just as nice as he could possibly be. Just a real down-to-earth, just a regular guy.
I loved Roy Clark. He was so classy. I loved that guy. Then we get to the other end of the spectrum. Jim Acosta reminds me of Nellie Olson on the Little House on the Prairie.
Boy, that is – what a great analogy. Yeah, that's exactly who he is.
Yeah, he is. He needs to be taken behind the woodshed and get the you-know-what whooped out of him. Because he's nothing – when do judges rule the White House is what I want to know. If I were the White House, I would tell this judge and Mr. Acosta to stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired. Did we elect President Trump or did we elect a bunch of rogue judges throughout this country to set our policy? What is it getting down to?
It's a fair question because so many of these judges make their rulings in this politically correct environment that the left insists on enforcing on anyone and everyone. And look, by the same token, if what the judge ruled today is legal, then the White House should be able to tell Judge Kelly what the rules are going to be in his courtroom.
That's exactly right. I guarantee you he wouldn't. If I went in there and started disrupting it, my butt would be in jail right now.
You think Judge Kelly would put up with what with Jim the Acosta for 30 seconds?
No. We know. And second off, Democrats are for due process like they gave Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, everybody knows they are the embodiment of hypocrisy. They want it their way, no matter what. Look at this business in Florida, you know, where Mark Elias, this Hillary Clinton Foundation lawyer, goes down there, and now he's arguing against the very thing that he argued for previously in Florida. So, you know, the hypocrisy is never ending with these folks.
Well, how can we have a person convicted of voter fraud in charge of the vote? What in the world is going on around here?
Well, maybe what would explain that, Joe, is that she runs for re-election, and amazingly, she gets re-elected every time. How do you think that happens?
I think Trump or somebody should call an investigation and put those clowns underneath the jail. That's the only way this country is going to ever get back on track.
Yep.
It never. This is ridiculous.
I agree.
Even vote?
Yeah, the whole business of activist judges making law from the bench has just about gotten on everybody's last nerve. That's a great analogy, Nellie Olson. That's exactly who Jimmy Acosta is.
All right, man.
Thanks, Joseph. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and a nice weekend as well. 3:46, 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I go right back to the phones when we come back, and I am going to get to this business of global warming. Not so much. Stay there. A little bumper music for the media in the background. Dirty laundry. Absolutely right, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do 4 hours each afternoon, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby Mack, I've never missed voting in an election since I first became eligible when Ronald Reagan was elected. In the press conference, as he called out the reporter's name to ask questions, instead of everyone saying, "Mr. President, why can that not be done now using his prison number?" Yeah, right. Well, he should be. Should be there. Bob let Jim into the press room, put him on the back row, and never even acknowledge he is there. Bob, Trump should just not call on this stupid idiot. Bobby, since the president can make awards for exceptional citizens, can't he present awards for exceptional foolishness? Maybe have a competition for the design of the award. I like the ones they give away at some golf tournaments. It's the back half of a jackass. You know, that would be perfect. Bobby, hands down, the best guitar picker around is James Radford. The James Radford Band is a must-see for anyone in the upstate, from Michelle K. in Spartanburg. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate that. Bobby, getting the votes completed in Florida is like getting the microphone away from Jim Acosta. Too true. To the phones we go. George is next up. He joins us from Tryon this afternoon. Hi, George, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Well, thank you, sir. George the Gun Guy from Columbus.
Yes, sir.
You sat next to me at the last, when you're up in Columbus speaking.
That's right, at the Columbus County GOP meeting up there.
Anyway, my point is very simple. Did the order say he has to call on Acosta, or he just has to be there?
Nope, he just has to give him back his press pass.
Well, there you go. Let him sit there and stew.
Yeah, exactly. Just never call on the guy again.
I'd never call on him again.
And I wonder, George, knowing how the president, when he's hit, loves to counterpunch, I wonder if he won't call on Acosta just to see what'll happen, because in a later series of remarks today, when he was talking with Chris Wallace from Fox, the president said about Acosta, "Hey, if he misbehaves in the future, we'll throw him out again."
Plus he could be there. I just won't call on him, and every time he gets up, I'll just say, "Sit down."
Exactly.
Good to talk to you, Bobby.
My pleasure, George. Keep those weapons clean. I hope we won't need them, but you can't be too careful.
You never be without it.
Amen to that. Thank you, George. I appreciate it. Gary is next up. He is in Pickens, also wants to talk about Jim the Acosta. Hi, Gary, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob, thank you. You know, that a judge that Trump appointed would rule in favor of Jim Acosta over the president is remarkable.
It is.
It's really not surprising.
No, because, you know,
guys, once they get on the bench, they're going to show their true colors.
Yeah.
You know, this is the reason why we'll always have legal abortion, we'll never have prayer back in the classroom, and a wall will never be built. You know, this guy's argument, based on due process, I don't know, he must have got his law license at Kmart. Due process pertains to criminal proceedings, not employee misconduct.
That is my understanding.
You know, it's just amazing. And it was disappointing. I saw that event with Acosta when it happened live.
Right.
And Trump started to lecture this guy on being rude and his conduct. And, of course, Trump is quick to call people low IQ or stupid. What he should have done is come around from behind that podium and walk over there and take that microphone back is what he should have done.
Boy, that would have been classic, wouldn't it? And in watching it, Gary, did the thought cross your mind that that's for a moment that was exactly what he was going to do?
He looked sheepish to me. I wish he had. I mean, he stood there. It was terrible. And then to add insult to injury, this judge comes down.
Right.
On the side of the, it's kind of a sad day, really.
Yeah, it truly is. And look, I think the fact that this judge was appointed by President Trump worked against us here.
You know what? You're probably onto something there. You know, maybe he's trying to assert his independence. Who knows what his thinking was? But
exactly.
In my opinion, it's flawed. Listen, have a great Thanksgiving, Bob. It's good to talk to you.
My pleasure, Gary. Thank you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday as well. I think there may be something to that. I think, especially since he's newly appointed, September of last year. So he was an early appointment to the bench by President Trump. And maybe he's thinking, well, look, you know, I have to, validate my legal integrity, my judicial integrity, and show that I'm not a pawn of the president who appointed me to the D.C. Court of Appeals. And then when you factor in the fact that this guy went to Duke and Georgetown University Law School, just because he was appointed by President Trump doesn't mean that he doesn't have left-leaning tendencies, that he's not thinking, oh, boy, I'll never be able to get a good table at a restaurant in Georgetown again if I deny Jim Acosta his constitutional right. You know, to due process. What constitutional right to due process? This is a government building. Can't the executive branch determine who can come in? The Thanksgiving edition of the Bobby Mac Show with the Butterball Turkey Lady, Mary Alice Coffee, on the way next.